This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. The second of three presidential campaign debates takes place tonight in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a town hall-style event at Washington University. With us to talk about the debate and the other political issues of the week is our regular guest, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, and he joins us today from Monterey, California. Welcome, Juan.
Good to be with you, Noah.
What's it going to be tonight in St. Louis?
Well, Noah, if this week's vice presidential debate as it was described by the Washington Post, was a tea party for pit bulls, I think tonight you can look for more like Care Bears doing a dance. Look for a lot of the body language, humor, laughter, trying to reach out to this audience in St. Louis, and the candidates want them to see their human, warm side. I think for Kerry, there's going to be a heavy emphasis on domestic issues. All week he's been talking about health care, economic anxiety in the middle class, the fact that the price of oil seems to be going up, and even running ads about stem cell research. So clearly he's on the domestic agenda. Bush, for his part, well, if you recall, Noah, back in 84, Mondale made mincemeat out of Ronald Reagan in their first debate, and then in the second debate, Reagan did well enough to reassure his supporters that he was up to the task. So I think that's the standard for Bush tonight, and he'll also be trying to refine the message that he's been delivering on foreign policy. There have been reports this week, Paul Bremer, who was the lead civilian authority in Iraq, said there should have been more troops. Then you've had the CIA report indicating there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I think that what you'll hear from President Bush is that Saddam Hussein had the intent and the capability to make those weapons, and that he would have been therefore the center of what would have been a terrorist gathering point where the terrorists could have obtained the weapons.
Right. A lot of headlines all over this week about foreign issues, but what about domestic issues in this campaign?
Well, when it comes to domestic issues, I think first and foremost you've got to understand the rise in the price of oil and the possibility it's going to drive up not only gas prices but heating oil prices. And from the Kerry perspective, I think there's also a heavy emphasis coming on health care. If you look at the polls, Noah, if it comes to health care, if it comes to education, these are all strong points for John Kerry. And so I think you're going to see him hammer those points home, you know, play to his strength.
Looking ahead at the Sunday talk shows on television, Democratic vice presidential candidate John Edwards is scheduled to appear on many of them. Vice President Dick Cheney is not. Does that signify anything?
Well, I think what it indicates is that the Kerry Edwards people feel they're on a roll. They have definitely picked up momentum. I mean, you think back, Noah, going into the first debate, it was Bush who had the momentum. Since then, Kerry and Edwards have closed the gap. It's now a neck-and-neck race, really. And so what you see is that Edwards feels he can, and the Kerry Edwards teams feel they can put Edwards out on three of the shows, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and send a message that they're confident about the way things are going. They can make fun of the fact that, you know, Cheney said he'd never met Edwards before, and then all these pictures appear. I think they have a real sense of that. And if Cheney had gone out, he would have just encountered more questions about Iraq in light of the CIA report, in light of what Bremer had to say. So I think the decision was not to send him out. Condoleezza Rice, the National Security Advisor, will be on some of the shows to handle those questions.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Noah.